It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm thinking about how what used to hurt doesn't anymore. And I'm going to go back in time and use a little bit of a quirky example to explain my feelings. And so when I was in high school, there was a guy who I had by the name of David, who I had a crush on, and I wanted to be David's girlfriend. Now, obviously this is unbeknownst to my parents, but this is what I wanted. And David didn't choose me. He chose someone else. And of course, initially when I saw David out with his new girlfriend, I just felt so rejected and he didn't choose me. But over time, I no longer had these hurt feelings. I was over it. Now, I dare not compare my earthly relationships to my relationship with the Lord, but I can draw a line between those feelings. And so there would be times when I would feel as though that I have just done everything that is my part. Father, I've done this, 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 and this, and I just need you to show up in this way. But it feels like I'm praying to a silent God. At that time, I would feel hurt and not rejected by God, but certainly abandoned by Him. What I have learned is a couple of things. First, God's mind is not my mind. So what seems like X, Y, and Z logic, God doesn't operate like that. I know that now. And because He didn't work out things my way and on my timeline doesn't mean He's not working it out. And so the hurt that I would feel from feeling forsaken, I feel that no more. The scripture today is Matthew 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock, as opposed to the foolish man who built his house on sand. So today I am grateful that God's way prevailed and my house is built on a solid foundation. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.